chapter 6, Mishnah 3, Almana Lekoyen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutza Lekoyen Hidyot, a widow to a high priest, or a divorced woman, or a chalutza to a common priest, Mina Erusin, after they betrothed. Sorry, now this is the Mishnah which is talking about, she's a female Kohen, and she can eat in her father's house, right? So that's all right. She can eat trumas in her father's house. And now, let's say she's a widow, and she gets betrothed to a high priest, which is forbidden. It's a forbidden relationship. So from the betrothal, can she carry on eating the truma? Because they're not yet married, right? So says the first opinion, lo yachlu betruma. She can't eat truma. The minute she gets betrothed to a forbidden relationship, she's forbidden. She's got to stop eating truma from that point onwards. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon machshirin. The second opinion is Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon. They say she can, until she gets married, she can still eat truma. And he brings over here at the end that the locha follows the first opinion. So the minute she gets betrothed for a forbidden relationship, she's forbidden from eating truma in her father's house from that moment onward. This armulu onis gashu mina nesuin pesulus mina erusin kasheris. Now, if she gets widowed or divorced after marriage, she still can't eat truma. She has an illegal marriage. A divorcee marries a kohen. She can't go back, right? But if it's from betrothal, then she can go back and eat truma, because betrothal's not a complete marriage. She hasn't completed the marriage over there, and so she could go back to her father's house and eat truma if it's only betrothal. Once she gets married, it's a forbidden relationship. That's it. She can't go back and eat truma anymore.